The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Welcome back to Dealing Together. First caller?
I bought 3 sweaters to get the 4th free.
Oh, you got fleeced. Next caller?
I traded my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus and chose my plan.
That's not a bad deal.
It is not.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome to Drink Champs, a production of The Black Effect and iHeartRadio.
This Drink Champs motherfucking podcast.
Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Sangre, this your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This Drink Champs motherfucking podcast,
where every day is New Year's Eve.
It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
What it could be, hope you just want to see me. It's your boy N.O.R.E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And this Drink Champs motherfucking Yappy Hour.
Make some noise!
And right now, when it comes to legends, when it comes to entrepreneurs, I kid you not, I promise you, I'm not seafood y'all. I'm not even exaggerating a little bit. I literally just came from Turks and Caicos, and they had something called every channel that you had, they had that version of the Caribbean. And everywhere I looked, wild and out. You know, I'm talking about, I'm changing different channels. I'm trying to avoid wild and out. So I'm sitting back, I'm saying, I know this season. And it's everywhere. And they realized, I said, holy moly guacamole, how proud I am of this next guest. Not only that, the man has dominated a rap career, dominated a movie career, continues to dominate in every section that you can imagine. The nigga was on The Masked Singer, one of them. Holy moly guacamole, I don't even know this white shit, this shit is crazy. This nigga's in that. In case you don't know the fuck I'm talking about, we talking about the impeccable, the he do everything, Nick motherfucking Cannon!
Good luck, you. appreciate you, my brother.
Nah, real talk, bro. You really are the Renaissance man. I totally forgot to mention radio
and all that.
Yeah. So what the fuck makes you wake up like that every day? Like, why you don't slow down a little bit,
Man, I just, got to keep cooking while the pot is hot. Like, when you come from a hustler spirit, you just got to get in there and like, yo, they going to keep giving me these opportunities. I'm going to keep snatching it. And then it's, you know, I've been through my shit, too, where people, like, want to cancel you out and all of that. So then,
start with that, man.
I'm not even talking about that shit. I'm talking about even just all my life.
You mentioned it. I wanted to build.
We can jump in it.
Are you talking about cancel culture or just canceling you in general?
In general, like I was worried at one point.
I was worried.
Nah, but that's the thing. You got, I always say, tough. You know, tough times don't last. Tough people do. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm built for the tough shit.
Right.
Yeah. The thing about you, which immediately was, I was glad you understood. This is why we don't talk politics on this show.
Yeah.
Well, we do, but
we also, like, super disclaimer. We don't know shit, right? We say that, right? But what's good about you was when you felt like you was naive to the situation, you admitted that immediately.
Absolutely. And it was, I say, you know, even because I was coming from my podcast, which is an educational platform that I started at Howard University. Yeah. Appreciate you. And it was like really just bringing in professors and different people like on topics that we discussed, multiple topics. So it came from a place of education. So if I was miseducated in any form, hey, let's talk about it. Let's figure it out. I only want to spit truth. I mean, the minister said so many things that resonated with me when I got a chance to sit down with him all this. But the one thing that he said the most that stuck with me, he was like, I don't ever want to say anything that isn't true. I don't want falsehoods to come out of my mouth. So if I'm saying something that isn't correct, first of all, I apologize, but show me where what I, because I believe what I said is the truth. And so where you get to that point, it's really an opportunity for education. And I always say it ain't about cancel culture, it's about counsel culture. Show somebody where you believe, if you from a different community and y'all have disagreements, let's talk it out. Like otherwise, but just trying to get rid of a nigga, like who are you to try to get rid of anybody? So that's usually, you know, and I go back to even whether it's that situation, and I told, you know, I'm on a talk show now. I was like, I know I'm gonna get canceled again, but it ain't. It's never coming from a place of malice. Like when how y'all sitting, Bill here, ain't nobody really charging on nobody in a way with discontent and hate. It's like, yo, sometimes we gonna say some shit because we joking and it's funny. Sometimes we gonna say some shit because we just literally don't know and we need to be educated. But I don't think even what we trying to accomplish, specifically even what's going on in hip hop right now, we just trying to evolve. We trying to grow. You know what I mean? We went from calling each other niggas every day to now we calling each other kings.
King.
You know what I mean? Like that's real talk. You
or
see,
the Yalas or the Yandi. That's the new shit. In case you don't know,
right.
That's my shit.
Yeah.
You know, take that.
Like we say
means king.
Yeah.
Like we say drunk facts on here just to make, you know, not an excuse, but to say that we're not going to always be 100% factual.
We're talking,
we're shooting this shit. Like if you're talking to your homies, you're not going to always be 100% fact checked on what you're saying.
And that's the thing, because now we live in a day and age where media is at everyone's fingertips. So just as you talking shit, somebody can disagree with the shit you talking, and now y'all done went viral because this side believes this and this side believes that. So, you know, there's a different responsibility for this generation. But again, don't nobody know everything. Like, And that's kind of where I come from, a place when with all of this and even now having my own platform, I always say, man, you can learn so much more from listening. So in that scenario, like, I watch y'all do it beautifully. Like y'all get cats up here talking mad hours and y'all just be like soaking the game up.
This is real shit. The reason why I want to ask you this question, because I don't know this answer. The week you went through what you went through, Vlad TV. Misquoted the minister.
Ooh, that was heavy. Yeah, it was a big mistake.
made a big mistake.
Yeah.
But he didn't get canceled. He looked the other way.
Yeah.
But not canceled.
You know what it is?
Hold on. I want you to fully understand what
I'm listening.
Saying.
I'm listening.
Like people said, cool. But there was nothing saying canceled. There's no more for Vlad. What was the difference between yours and Vlad's?
Honestly, it's the people with the power, in that sense of like the idea of when our community comes together and say, we not messing with something. We got to stand firm on where our power lies. If it's our power and influence, if it's our power and numbers, if it's our empowering as curators, right. That community can say, nah, that's not cool no more. Right. Where there's other communities where if actually the people, whether whoever it is, if it's your employer, if it's the status quo, if it's the government, if it's the mob rule mentality, if someone says, no, we got to take that person's job from them. No, we have to take that. And that's what, and that's why my issue with cancel culture altogether, because sometimes we get people who have strong opinions, and then you get some people who just got strong pockets.
It's like
strong
opinion culture versus factual.
And you gotta really, like, even when you think about, like, are we here to truly punish people, or are we actually here for real repentance? You know what I mean? Are you really trying to help? Are you trying to grow? Are you trying to count? Are you just trying to teach a lesson? Are you trying to make an example out of somebody? I think that's dangerous, and that's why we have the culture of the penitentiaries now. Like, if you even think about the word penitentiary, is the root of it is repentance to actually, or even penitence in that sense to where you're supposed to heal. You're supposed to go to these places to become better, not just use them for storage just to lock niggas up. Right. So. Right. I think in that mentality, just see whether it's America or just even the culture that we operate in now, they think teaching somebody a lesson or punishment is the right way. But if you're really trying to heal, you're trying to reconcile. You're trying to atone.
Educate.
You know? Exactly. Right. So I think, you know, it's just really us taking it. Ours is like a small glimpse and not even a real problem because, oh, a rich person lost their job or somebody, you know, like, but when you really think about our culture where we're just so quick to blame, judge, and then punish, where we don't even look like, we don't check ourselves, we don't look for growth in education and healing in a true process.
And there's no conversation to build, like debate.
And that's why our whole culture, even right now, is in a dismal place from whether it is people getting locked up in the penitentiaries or even the lack of education in certain forms, and where we may speak out of turn or we may speak something because we're just searching. We're looking to grow and find ourselves. We only want truth. We want to live our truth. We want to speak truth. We want to learn truth. But if you've been brainwashing us for so many years and decades and got us going in the wrong direction, it's like, well, come on, man. How are we really going to get to it unless I want communities that are affluent, show us how you got that way. I want communities that own their block, show us how, like, give us those same opportunities, you know what I mean? So whether it's the idea of gentrification, where it's social equity, all of these things we got to really bring back into our communities, to our next young generation, because niggas is getting money now, but now but how we keeping it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we getting it and then we giving it right back to them. So it's like, yo, let's figure out how to. And that's realistically.
They buying Gucci. They ain't buying Incredible.
Buying real estate. Right, when I traveled, I've been, like, I went to Colombia. I went to this really bad neighborhood called Comuna 13. Right? It's one of the. When in Medellin with the Pablo Escobar, like, it was really terrible. And now it's open for tourism. And when I was there, the only words that came to mind is reverse gentrification. Because the neighborhood was still intact. The people were still there.
Right.
It hadn't changed.
Right.
But they took control of their neighborhood. And they made it almost like a tourist destination.
That's fine.
And hip hop is one of the biggest parts of it. It's like graffiti, the B-boys are the MCs. And I feel like that's something that we should learn here.
Exactly. Just really, like, and that's even, I mean, you know, I'm doing my talk show out of Harlem. I'm doing a Christmas movie in Harlem. Like, I'm really trying to rebuild Harlem as that entertainment oasis, that place. Like, that's where all of our culture comes from. We wouldn't, I'm taking it all the way back to the jazz days, to the Renaissance days, to those times where if you were working uptown, if you were in Harlem, you know, every white folks was on Broadway and downtown, but this is where our culture was bred from, jazz music, which then came hip hop, where, you know, from stage and theater acting, which became the movies. So it's like, I'm just trying to show, yo, we have the invaluable, priceless equity in a place like a Harlem and in a place like New Orleans, a place like Atlanta. Yeah, like all, like
that
where
becomes the greater history of our country on top of that.
Exactly.
You know, of our culture as a country.
And like, we were the ones that recorded the stories. We're the storytellers, whether it's in the form of poetry, whether it's in the form of music, whether it's in the form of just the Langston Hughes, the Maya Angelous, all of those type of people are the true Jegnas and the people who actually record as griots in that sense for this generation. Yeah. So I think even what y'all do here, each and every episode. I'm learning. I'm hearing stories.
Oh, we have fun. We have fun.
That's real recording our history.
But Nick, we got to get straight to the point.
Let's get to the shits.
It's called Quick Time with Slime, and then we're going to get to you directly. But Quick Time with Slime is you could pick one or two.
All right.
But if you pick one, you pick both.
Yeah, if you pick both, neutral, it's a shot.
And this is even if I don't drink. I can't hit the blunt.
You could tell someone what you drink.
We did it the last time we did. We went to Wild.
I wasn't there when y'all came to
the restaurant.
Right. Yeah, we went to Wild. It was not our style. Yeah. We did it for you. And now you got to get out of your style and do it for us. You understand?
You made me drink.
So I prefer you drink some Ciroc.
You had me drink Hennessy when you
gave. Oh, so you drink though? You drink.
He made me drink. Yeah.
I thought you didn't even drink at all.
I tasted it. I had a fucking stomach ache for like 2 days.
Come on, we're gonna drink some Black Excellence. So then I just what you prefer? What do you prefer?
I don't know what I prefer.
You can drink Colombian white. You can drink marijuana.
Yeah. I don't know. Give me whatever. If that won't drink Black Excellence.
Give me the speak Black Excellence.
You don't want Dominican Excellence or Colombian Excellence or Mexican Excellence?
Yeah,
we got all the
things on everything over. This was a shot.
So I just gotta play the game correctly.
So you don't have to take a shot, but you should take a shot. This is where everyone falls.
And we take a shot with you, by the way.
And your man can take a shot for you too. I'm gonna take a shot too.
Yeah, we gotta take a shot. I have mine ready.
So let's just start it off. Let's just get the Band-Aid off the ship.
Bow.
I got that.
Nas or Jay-Z, take your shot.
That's easy
for me, Jay-Z.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't think that was going to be easy.
Yeah, that was an easy one.
Okay, respect or loyalty?
Respect. Because motherfucker, ain't nobody loyal. So you might as well respect me. I'm not expecting you to be loyal.
But if they were loyal, they would respect you, though. If they was loyal.
Just respect me, because you're going, because ain't nobody loyal.
Damn, nobody.
There ain't nobody loyal.
Shit. I totally agree
and disagree.
But I don't want to agree. I want to feel someone's loyal.
I know motherfuckers
there.
Too loyal.
Yeah. But even still,
I told motherfuckers, get away. Suspect. And they still stay.
Nah, too loyal is suspect. It's suspect.
But that's even because what are they loyal to?
They just loyal. They don't know nothing else.
Exactly.
Like, that's right. The reason why.
It could be a yes man.
Yeah. Because
no yes man.
And everybody turns.
This is different. All right, cool. Kid, all right, cool. You threw me off. This one you taking a shot to.
All right.
Tupac or DMX?
That is definitely
a hard one. Look who's there right there.
Take a shot. And X is watching. You gotta be even on this one. Take the shot.
How you even?
Take the shot, Nick.
I'm not gonna take the shot because as much as I love Tupac, as much as I admire, I believe the game, he changed. He's the most influential black man since Martin Luther King. In the last 50 years, there's no more influential black male than Tupac Shakur. Right. But I gotta go with DMX. I gotta go with DMX. One, because
Before you even say why, your answer was so good that I'm taking a shot for you.
I want to say why.
I'm taking a shot for you. X deserve to take the shot for him now.
Nah,
look, he right there. He right there. That's literally
our brother. I didn't know Pop.
Our brother.
I got a chance to.
That's a good
X. Damn, explain that.
Yeah, and that's
explain
just like,
why.
And just knowing
Come on,
how.
Take that shot. Yeah, take the shot.
I got
for
you.
X.
I'm just like, one time.
You thought you avoided it, and then you got it.
But go ahead. That's Black Excellence right
black
there.
Excellence.
That's
Black
Excellence. Okay, you met that. You met.
Just on multiple occasions from, you know, obviously, we, you know, been in this for a minute.
Right.
And even when I was a young dude in the game, just like trying to come up, seeing him, you know, backstage on tour, the Hard Knock Life tour and all of that stuff, and just watch how he operated, how he was a true general and a gentleman all at the same
time.
Yeah,
no, great dude.
You know what I mean? Like, the women loved him.
Too.
You know what I'm saying? Women loved him, men respected him.
Yeah.
They went, just like, remember, we wanted that respect. It's not money, power, loyalty. It's about going back to the respect and the level of respect that he had and the level of respect he had for people.
Yeah.
So passionate all the way to cut to 20-something years later, I get a random call when we doing, you know, the Dr. Sebi interview, and he hearing all about all this stuff from that point to all of the stuff I started going through. X called me and was like, "Man, I know you. I got your back. be careful. You know what I mean? He's like, they cut like he's like, I know what you up against. I salute you if you ever need me. Just out the blue. And just like, and of course, pray with me. You know what I mean? Like, so that's what I'm saying. As much as I love Tupac, I admire Tupac. I love X. Like, that's a real one. So
all right, let's keep it moving. Miami or LA?
Are we just talking about weather, women, weed?
It's whatever, whatever the criteria in your mind is.
You can take a shot.
Oh.
You know.
Oh.
You got
remember, you in Miami. Though.
Remember, you in Miami.
Now, if you would have asked me this about 10 years ago, I would have definitely probably said Miami.
Making it way too complicated.
L.A.
Okay, all right, cool. All right, there you go. Right. We mad at you, but we don't care.
Nah, the only reason is I'm a West Coast
nigga. You're a West Coast nigga. That's a fact. Okay.
You got to get home.
The 90s hip-hop or 2000s?
90s.
That's a great question.
But what would a Murder Count say?
Oh, we're going to get to that later. All right, this one, I swear you got to take a shot for this one. Pharrell or Kanye?
Kanye.
Yeah, he's quick.
Yeah, and I work with them both. Kanye all day.
I did not expect that.
I got a Pharrell story, too, but I'm going to go
tell you. We might as well get to it.
I'm
going to
take a shot for the Pharrell story.
Nah, I work with both of them, love and admire both of them. And people didn't know I came in the game as, like, a producer, DJ. Like, that's I didn't even really want to be a rapper, but because I was on television and doing. So I really, I was jealous of how dope those dudes were.
Right.
Mm. You know what I mean? Like, and specifically Pharrell and Kanye. And I felt like I actually met Pharrell first. And, you know, rest in peace to our man, Chris Lighty. He put me with, I was managed by Chris Lighty.
So this is what, late 90s?
Yeah, like 97, I think it was, probably right. 97, 98, something like that.
Inspired.
And
he was on job.
Yeah, yeah. And Chris was my manager, and
rest in peace.
He flew me because I was young. I don't think I could fly by myself. He flew with me to Virginia, and then he was like, "I'm gonna introduce you to these kids out here at Neptunes." Mm. And he was telling me about he's working with you. He's where he got did the Shake Yes and all this stuff. And
let's keep it real. My record was already
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I had the number one record.
But see,
in America.
Like, I'm gonna be a cat from the West Coast. I didn't know who the producers were. Yeah, I just know that was like a dope, interesting sound.
Right.
And I hadn't put two and two together that the same dude that did Nori.
He was putting you on
that
this is who you
same dude that did Shake Yes, doing this new Jay-Z record that was about to start bubbling. Like, I'm hearing all of this stuff. And he's like, "Yo, these are the dudes." And like, I get to that like studio in Virginia, and I see this dude with like this big belt buckle on, a porn stash, and a trucker hat. I was like, "Yo, you about to leave me with them?"
Wait, who was that?
It was Pharrell.
He had
the porn stash with the trucker hat and the big.
That's how you met him.
Super Thug changed this nigga's lives.
But Chad always looked the same, I'm sure.
Nah, he was on his trucker shit at the time. Right, like, and then which spawned a whole fashion trend Von Dutch and all of that shit.
Yep, yep.
So like he was
talk
always,
that shit, nigga. Yeah, he was always there. Another shot. Let's go. You gonna give him another shot somehow.
He was
always
there and like ahead of his time and all of that. But I didn't know, like, and literally Chris had shit to do. He had
I ain't gonna lie.
Real artists in there. So he flew me and then flew. And I was like, "Yo, you gonna leave me with these fucking strangers?" Yeah. And yo, we got in the studio, we got to it, and It was an interesting thing because I was wanting, you know, that gangster, like, and he gave me
he
one.
Was like Michael Jackson.
And this is like, they wasn't the Neptune jet. Like, they was just, they had one or two joints that was popping, and he gave me some shit.
So they
like,
weren't a household name as producers.
Nah, right? He still had, and that was the thing, it was funny. They had, he'll vouch for Pusha T and Malice was both in the studio, and they was like, coming to help, and I was like, "Nah, I'm good. I got my own." And he was like, "You
what
sure?"
What are you trying to say right now? Nick? You trying to say
they were set up to ghostwrite for me?
Okay, all right, good. Let's make it clear.
Sounding crazy.
Don't nobody write for ghost fucking write for Nick motherfucking Cannon.
Nah, they was there, and I was like,
"That what you said?"
I respect it, but I was like, "Yo, I can get down on my own."
Right.
And you know, we was rapping, doing all of that stuff, and they was like, "Oh," because again, in their mind, I was the kid from Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So and Chris Lighty was bringing. They was like, you know, he's about to be big. Right. He's about to go do a movie soon.
And like, this is the homie Miley Cyrus. I was gonna say the nigga version of it, but I'm trying to stop saying nigga.
Right.
So this is the black Miley Cyrus. That's what you're thinking.
Yeah, okay, this is 15 years before Miley Cyrus.
Exactly, but that's their vision. Yeah. Go ahead,
but again, like, and I had early on before that, I was signed to Will Smith. So that moniker was like, he's the next Fresh Prince. He's the next Will Smith. And I was on Nickelodeon. So by the time I got dropped off to the Neptunes, they had already had like the little Rugrats theme in mind.
So they was prepared, but in the wrong way for you.
Yeah, so all I want to do is be a producer and a DJ. I've been DJing since I was 16. I was like, I made my own beat. I played a record for Pharrell, and I had sampled LL's Big Ol' Butt. Which is like,
so
that's
a hard
record. I just reversed it
yesterday.
It was dope. It was just like a loop, and I had, you know, put the little reverse on it, and I kind of took the hook from, you know, K Solo's "Your Mom's in My Business." Like, you know, like I was doing that shit, and I was like, I'm gonna flip it, and I was like, yo, your pops don't like me. He don't like me. And I was doing this whole shit, and it was a vibe, but Pharrell was like, nah, we gotta go a little bit. He was like, that's a little too hip hop. He's like, we got to go for your audience, what the kids want.
Oh, shit.
And, like, literally, he gave me this beat. This shit ain't had no kick, no snare. That shit was, like, it was Rugrats.
Right.
But I was rhyming over it, and, like, it probably would have worked, but, like, from that moment, I was like, yo, I see how people's vision of me are going
to
be for my entire career. I got
to
show people that I am hip-hop. Even though I get, like, yo, I could check all of these boxes over here. Right. And it's like, dope thing about Pharrell is like, all right, we gonna do this one, and we gonna do the one that you want. And
he covered
like,
all the bases.
Yeah, right. On the hook, on the other one. He put. I think I had.
And that's old school Pharrell. That's not new Pharrell. Pharrell's.
Yeah, but see, yeah, he
old school Pharrell. You do that. You know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he wised up too. Like even his own career, he knew what it was. I was just as a kid always trying to run from that Nickelodeon,
right.
You know, even Fresh Prince persona, because I wanted to be a producer. I wanted to be Kanye. I wanted to be Pharrell. I wanted to be these guys who had the opportunity to cross genres, but at the same time be so influential into the hip hop culture. Because as a kid growing up, DJing, rapping, all of that, it kind of.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up two spots. I was born and raised in San Diego, California, and then you know I would go back and forth to North Carolina. You know, because that's where my pop stays. Wow. Like the whole Boys in the Hood story. My mom thought I was old enough to escape the gang violence in our neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
Shipped me out to North Carolina to my pops.
Wow.
But yeah, that's what. So you know, that I always say that's my story when it comes to like, yo, even my entry into the game. Like even like to be down with Violator, man. Like, it was a dream come true,
man. Yeah.
Like I always tell, every time I see Nori or we talk about it, like the first time I met him was at Chris Lighty's house. I feel like it was like a Christmas party, holiday party.
Yeah. The Orange House.
In Jersey. Mm-hmm. And like, just I felt I had the Violator Avrex, the all black with the V on the back. Yeah. I was like, yo, I'm hip hop.
And that was really like a time where that meant a lot.
Yeah, Chris took. I was in the tunnel with the Violator jacket on. Next to Funk Flex.
You know what? Damn, I forgot. But that was so. It was so great. I couldn't stop you.
And we're back on Dealing Together, where we help good people who fell for bad deals. First caller?
I had to buy 3 identical sweaters to get the 4th free.
Ooh, you got fleeced. Next caller, what's your deal?
I paid for 20 tanning sessions, but had to use them in a month. Now I'm orange.
Ooh, you got burned. Next caller?
I traded in my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus.
How's that bad?
I got to choose from their best plans.
So what went wrong?
Nothing went wrong.
And you're calling to...
to request a song?
You want a song, of course.
The choice is yours.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device, subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
First, he changed music. Then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount+. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Okay. This is a trick question.
What?
Mace or Cam?
Oh! I'm going to go with Mace. I got to go with Mace. Just because I'm a Mace fan. Like, just from, like, and Mace came before Cam in my eyes. From like, right, what was it?
So let's just finish these quick time of slime. Wine or champagne?
I don't drink, so I'll go with champagne. I probably have more champagne.
We're going to get you a shot, though.
Right, I already took one.
Cardi B or Nicki Minaj?
Nicki Minaj.
Puff or Dre?
Ooh. Ooh.
And you West Coast.
Damn.
That was a shot. You took a shot. Ain't nothing you... Come on,
nah,
baby.
Nah. What
you talking about, baby?
Dre?
I love you playing the game. Uh-huh. I thought you wouldn't play the game. I love you playing the game. Hold on.
Oh, man.
Cheers. He already took it down. He got it over. Okay. Remember, you got to work today, man. Okay.
Shit, we do.
We working right now.
We're going to podcast or radio?
Radio.
All right, then. Y'all radio niggas.
How long has the radio show been running?
I've been on radio since 2010. But that's my syndicated show, you know. Right. The one at Power 106 probably last few years. We're in our third year now.
Okay. So it's been a while.
Yeah.
You've been doing radio.
Yeah.
Congrats,
real
man.
Talk. That's what I said. Radio is.
That's dope.
Would none of us be here if it wasn't for radio. It's
absolutely. True. That's
okay.
Facts.
Major or independent?
I'm going to go with major.
First time. Hey, man. You got to get one every once in a while.
He doesn't even know that.
It's Murder Count. Murder Count said that.
I'm with him and Murder Count. I've been with them both the whole time. Right.
I always say independent.
All right. Queen Latifah or MC Light?
Ooh.
You can pour your own shot. Come on. You can't choose. Come on, please.
Are we going just MCs?
I mean, whatever you
choose. Yeah, I got to go light.
Damn, I didn't think you would do
MC
that.
MC Light got way more hits.
Than Queen Latifah?
Hits.
Are we starting a conversation now?
Hits?
I think wait.
I'm saying like.
Over Queen Latifah?
Nah. Latifah's a bigger star.
Nah, but she got hits. What are you talking about?
I love Queen Latifah.
I
know ladies.
I think they're pretty even, actually, musically. Right now. I think they're pretty even.
Viral.
That would be an L versus. It would be an L versus.
He drunk and high.
He drunk and high right now.
I don't think that.
MC Light, not Rock Your Party, Rock Your Rough Neck, Georgie Porgy, Paper.
Come on, but Queen Latifah?
And you saying
Rock Your Body the whole
Queen Latifah? Are you not? You in IT? That's a unity. Yeah, you forget.
That's what you got. You got.
No, the thing is, we're not going to be able to recite the records, but I guarantee you that it's pretty equal. At the least.
Fresh dressed to impress, ready to party.
No, you're right. Nobody's denying MC Light.
Denouncing MC Light.
I'm just saying, but it's pretty equal.
Queen Latifah's a bigger star, probably more influential.
No, take away the acting career.
MC's.
Queen Latifah would say MC Light.
I don't think so. Well, I mean, maybe she would out of respect.
Nick going way too far. And we need both of them
on Drink Champs,
yeah,
by the way.
Shouts out to both of them, but that'd be an amazing versus.
It would be.
Oh, shit. We going to sponsor that on Wildin' Out?
There it is. And because MC Light has been on Wildin' Out multiple
That's
times.
That's why you said it.
I'm a Light fan.
No, we like fans too. Yeah. I don't.
J. Cole or Kendrick?
I ain't gonna explain it. I'm gonna just go ahead and go Kendrick.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Kendrick because we still in the middle. We can come back to it. But I love them both.
Yeah.
But if we just gonna go.
All right, cool. Because we're gonna come back to that question.
Yeah.
Foxy or Lil Kim?
Lil Kim.
Quick. Jeez.
Biggie or Big Pun?
Biggie.
LeBron or Jordan?
Jordan.
Why are you looking away now?
I don't want no emotion.
You're making me uncomfortable.
Take two shots. I ain't taking no more.
Three is my lucky number. All right, holy moly guacamole. We crossed over a lot of shit.
Yeah.
A lot of shit. But Nick, one thing for sure, two things for certain. I feel like you fucked everyone.
These conversations always get me in trouble.
And they get us in trouble too.
One last. Come on, three. Three is my lucky number.
What,
three.
You giving a shot before the question?
Plus you fucked every bitch in the world.
That's the question. It's rhetorical.
Come on. I've been married for 10 years. I've been together with my wife for 15 years. So I haven't.
He's living vicariously through you.
Yeah, you're like, listen, Nick, you're my friend. So every rumor, even if it's true or not, I'd be like, yes.
And
I'm happy too. It's not like, you know.
He's happy too. He's very happy for you.
No, what I'm saying, in life, I'm happy. Like, you know, usually you're like, oh shit, I don't know.
There's no hate.
I'm happy. And when I say the y'all had the y'all, and the y'all was with the y'all, and the y'all.
It's a lot of y'all's going around.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. A lot of people say Ray J made a lot of people famous. You know where I'm going?
I'm
Come on, man.
Listening.
No, I mean, it's in the past. We're talking 15 years, right?
You know, I'm, hey,
it's
man.
It's like the first Kardashian.
You're the first Kardashian.
It's the first Mandashian.
I'm the first Mandashian. Hilarious. Man, you know, those beautiful family, good people.
It's PR. That was fantastic. I knew that's how I was gonna answer. But that's crazy though, right?
I think coming up in Hollywood, being young, you know, everybody kinda know
like
everybody.
A small circle.
You even see it now. Like they hang out with each other and you know
they fucking everybody.
It's wild out there. I'm trying to chill out though. Like I'm trying to, you know,
it's eyes wide shut shit going on.
I'm chilling out. I'm kind of, you know, I'm just stepping away and getting focused, going within, getting my celibacy on. I have enough children, enough frolicking. I'm good right now.
Nobody believes you right now. Forget.
He believes himself. So
I'm trying. I say I'm
trying.
Hey man, you get A for effort right now.
That's the homie. I know what he's trying to do.
But go ahead, continue, brother. Go
the
ahead.
Lord said, "Speak it into existence." Right. I was trying to walk.
But let's just be clear. I just want to just make it for the record. Before Ray J, was Nick Cannon the first man dashing in?
Nah,
I mean, I just with
the, if we talking about that, it was a very long time ago.
Because I feel like after OJ beat the trial, that's when you.
Nah.
What the fuck?
I think it was around the same time. I think Ray J knew her first.
This is fucking up.
I'm telling you. I think what it was, people were introduced to who she was through me. Mm. And then, but like I think they circles? Had, when Ray J was dating, she wasn't really famous.
Not going good, right?
So it was.
You saying what?
I'm telling you, like, people didn't know. They were just like, yo, who's that chick with Nick? She's bad. Like, it was one of those. And then once, probably a year later, when the tape came out, I believe the tape was made prior to me.
Right.
That's if in my mind, because it looks like for people who didn't know, oh, I was with her first and then a year later or whatever the tape came out. But I think that tape was an older tape.
Before you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I want Nick's.
But I think the way it looks to the public, it was Nick, then it was the tape.
Who, it was you and Ray J or Ray J?
What does it matter, man? It doesn't really matter, man.
The public need to know.
Nah.
I believe Ray J knew her before I did.
It's people just having fun and fucking, man. Leave it alone, man.
We were kids, man. We were young.
It's a great word.
Yeah, man. Like, it ain't shit.
It was, but that's how it came out, because I remember, you know, I was really into her. I was vibing, and then.
Oh, you were serious?
Yeah, like, I. Yeah. That, and but
your
then,
eyes when you just said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was.
She seems like a good person, man.
Amazing person.
He said she seems really into her.
Nah, it was like we was on some serious shit.
I ain't know that.
Nah, but we.
He did. His face did change right now. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I mean, I'm just saying, like.
I mean, the
camera, you can talk to her right now.
She broke my heart.
Yo, damn, say that shit. Say that shit. We didn't know.
No disrespect to Kanye.
No disrespect.
I introduced him.
Oh, shit.
Shit getting deeper.
The plot thickens. That's another movie, man.
Wait a minute. That's another movie. We need to be a part of it. Okay. Look, Nick, I'm be honest. I love the shit out of you. I was hitting you at one point. You ain't hit me back. I thought you were mad at me. I didn't know what happened. Then you hit me about movie shit. I said, oh shit, maybe I was bugging. Boom.
Yeah,
but
right always now, love.
This is the deepest we ever been in drink champs. Yeah. I really love the fact that you said you were hurt because your heart and your face.
He's being real, man. He's keeping it 100% real.
I'm being real.
And now we're circling back, right?
Are we circling back?
Yes, we're circling back.
It's going deeper than rap?
It's getting deeper than rap. How did she hurt your heart?
Do we gotta tell you? This shit is definitely gonna go viral. I believe I've told this story before.
But it's new to us. And then you said you love Kanye. It was like something crazy.
Nah, I mean, again, because
this is old shit. No disrespect to Kanye.
You also had an interview with Kanye.
Yeah, and that's my man.
Yeah, let's keep it.
It's almost 20 years.
Yeah, let's separate all the shit, man.
I watched the interview. No part where I ever saw it where you say, your wife hurt me. I didn't see that part. Did that part occur?
He left for drink chat. He's like, I'm going to go on drink chat one day.
We were kids. But obviously, I knew Kim before Kanye. And I think it was like my 25th or 20th. Yeah, one of them early birthdays. Mm. I had a store on Melrose. Mm. And Kim threw me the party.
He loved Lawson.
And then, you know, Biz, God rest his soul, our brother, he DJed. Kanye was there.
Yeah,
Quincy Jones was there. Yeah, Nas was there. It was like a dope little at my clothing store right there on Melrose. And that was, it was either that night or probably around the same time we was out here in New York partying. Mm-hmm. And it was me, Kim, Paris, Lil Kim and Kanye rolled up.
Paris Hilton. We just throwing first names. We got to say full names.
But I mean, we was it was one of them flossing times. And,
yeah, he's super flossing.
And I, you know, that was back then. But so long story short, you know, like I said, ain't nobody. I believe I told the story, but we were getting pretty serious back then, and it kind of
marriage material.
Nah, I mean, I don't know. We was. It was getting serious, say that. I don't know where my mind's at, because I don't want to. I was getting engaged every week. Like, I was just
it
like.
It definitely seemed like.
Like, so I was really, she was super serious. Just hanging out with the family, all of that. Like, and there started, I remember seeing, we was on like Rodeo or somewhere, and I saw Ray J again, and you know, we talked to a lot of the same girls and stuff. We was out literally, I'm like about to walk into the Louis Vuitton store. And he was like, and I cuffed up. I was holding her hand, and he was like, and he literally from across the street was like, you ain't gonna be wanting to wanna keep holding her hand soon. Watch. And I'm thinking he's just hating.
Oh, that's the why you saying prior to.
Yeah. I'm thinking he's just hating, like, ah, whatever. I mean, that's still my man, like, but I'm thinking, you know, if this is someone he used to rock with and now she with me, I'm like, he just hating. And I'm like wondering why he said that. And then there started to be these little rumors around that there was this tape. I'm like, man.
Wait, but why would he say that? Like, that tape leaked? Nick, like, how did that tape come out to start
you're
with?
Giving us the greats.
No. We don't usually going. Talk about this kind of shit on Drink Champs, but how does, keep why would he say that to you?
I think he was more.
But I'm saying, was it out of his control that that tape was coming out?
I don't know what was going on, because then when I asked her about it, it was more, it was a conversation where she was like, nah, ain't no tape. What is he talking about? He's an asshole. Like, she was just denying
it. She didn't tell you, though, that they were messing.
It.
They had messed.
Yeah. No, I knew that they
were. Oh, you knew it.
Yeah. I knew, you know, because of different history. We was always.
This is different, by the way. Yeah. This is very different.
So from that standpoint, I was like, I'm hearing these. Did y'all have like a tape or something? She was like, no. It's like, oh, all right. I just took her word for it.
So you didn't hear about a relationship. You just heard about.
No, I knew that. I knew that they used to mess with each other. But this was those days like Paris Hilton's tape had popped out.
Let's just be clear. Kim Kardashian is my best public defender I've ever met.
She's a public defender.
Not a public defender. Like, whatever she does for niggas.
She should be dope on Drink Champs, too.
She's amazing. Nah, and that's what I was saying, like, so long ago. But
it's old shit.
But it hurt you.
You said how did, like, the fact that she kept telling me.
You felt that was a lie to you.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm a rock with you. Just tell me the truth. And she denied it to, like.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and so from then, when it finally did come out, then I had, like, literally all my publicists, agents, managers, like, yo, your girlfriend has a sex tape out with Ray J. I was like, wait, what?
So you broke up because of that, though?
Wait a minute.
That definitely created some.
Because that could be a maturity thing, too, for both of y'all.
Nah, that.
Because if you really digged her, you could have stuck it out, but she lied to you, so that fucked it up.
Yeah, that was my vibe. I was like, if it was true, I'm a rock with you. And she, again, I can understand.
Just told her, hold on. I did not understand what you're trying to say until you just said it. You claim that while that Ray J sex tape came out, y'all was dating?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
That's what, yeah.
And that Ray J told him across the street.
Ray J warned him.
Ray J, you might have fouled for that one, though.
Listen, I love you, Ray J. I'm sorry, I didn't know.
But it wasn't, it was just, I mean, again, I think, like, they were a couple, too. They was, you know.
No, you're right. The, yeah.
Nigga's a good dude.
Yeah.
He's trying to clear it up.
No, what he's saying is real. My thing is, like, how the fuck the tape got out?
Yeah, I mean, I really don't even know. I just knew at that time, like, all my team was like, abort mission.
So, let's be clear. Let's be clear, because I'm trying to change subject so bad. But I
you're definitely
ask.
Not trying to change the subject. Stop, you're lying, man.
Did you see the tape, though?
I never watched the tape.
Yeah, don't
That's
watch
how,
it,
that
bro.
That was one of them things. I was like, man, I can't watch that.
Don't watch it.
Yeah. Probably now I could, but like back then I was
I don't watch it now either, bro. You still got feelings, man.
I don't have feelings.
No,
you kind of.
You got a little feeling, man.
I'm sorry.
I don't have feelings
too. I'm sorry. Listen. He got his girl was in Uchiwali Village.
My ex-girl.
20 years ago.
And she wasn't even, we weren't together
and
when
got
she.
Finger popped.
She no, Uchiwali
and to this day, he still
and
has
the thong song, and the thong song.
He identifies exactly what you're going through.
Yo, it's totally different, bro.
It's gonna come out like I was not. It was so long ago, man.
Just let it go, Nick.
It was a long time ago. Is that the one that broke my heart? Was that the one that kicked it off?
Yeah.
Make you, now you black hearted. You got 1,700 kids.
How many kids? Well, you don't have to answer that. But
don't worry.
You got a lot of kids.
Yeah, we got like.
He got a lot. That's why. Let that nigga have some kids. Go ahead. So, but is that the moment?
Nah. I mean, I've always been one of them hopeless romantic types.
You answered it so fast again. I'm not sure if you thought about this one.
I swear I thought about it.
You stupid, dog.
Are you sure? Because it's okay. And we rich, we protective, we doing shit the right way.
What are you asking of him? You want him to look into the camera again? And speak to her? You want to speak to her again? She's right there, man.
No, because you know why? They recently judged you for having so many kids. They said, he got so many kids.
I ain't even got that many. Compared to, I'm like low on the totem pole, but I love all my kids.
Yeah, because you busting in everything. Is that?
Nah, I told you, man. I'm celibate right now.
You said you're not really, but kind of a solo.
Nah, y'all said really. I've said I'm going in.
What's your sabbatical right now? How long?
Man, I'm trying to go. I'm gonna see if I can make it.
We seen the
Wild and
Out girls. We seen the Wild
and Out. Yeah. I've seen them too. They're great colleagues.
I know you finger popping.
You said the white girls?
No, you said Wild and Out. Now they call Wild and Out goddesses. They elevated from the girls.
So when y'all out of town in Atlanta, because I just seen y'all in Atlanta, you finger popping something?
No.
I'm a fan of finger popping.
We gotta get back to the culture right now.
Not me, but
that's
same,
a different culture.
I like when people say, I finger pop the bitch. I'm like, oh, shit, that's hard. All right.
I was back in the day. I ain't doing none of that no
you
more.
Ain't, come on.
Never. I told you, Mom, I'm focused. I'm trying to be the best father
never.
I could be, the best businessman I could be.
Absolutely.
All did you say never, though?
Not no more. Like, I'm.
Who's finger popping
that? That's what I respect that more. Yeah. He said never. Then he went to not no more.
That's okay. Young nigga shit.
No, you said y'all. Young nigga shit.
Yeah.
I think you said y'all nigga shit.
No, but I was younger. Mm-hmm. But that's even when we bring stuff up from the past, it's like, I always seem to get in situations like, oh, he always brings up, like, I don't ever bring up my past. People always want to talk about it. Right. This is forums for that, but I salute. And even when, you know, Ye and Kim, I love what they have. I feel like that's, and I think it's almost like when you think about when you go to high school or junior high, it's joints that you mess with and you call relationships with, but by the time you get grown, your man that you was, here you go again. Your man that you was in school with is now married to somebody you messed with.
That's called maturity, man. We all gotta be mature about that shit.
The industry is like a big high school. So it's like when everybody was boyfriend and girlfriend back in the day, but when you grow up, you gotta respect that man's wife.
What are we speaking to?
We about to drink.
Y'all drinking. I'm chilling.
No. You taking that. You gotta take it.
I don't drink.
You gotta take it. It's okay. You. I don't know what show you thought you was.
Hold it
on.
For the time you need to drink.
No. I thought.
The time I need to drink. I smoke.
No. You gotta drink.
I need
drink
some
that.
More smoke.
Come on, drink. Champ.
I need the smoke champ.
Smoke champ. Just say that again. But you gotta drink that though, sir. Come on, let's do it. You can't be the only guest that didn't drink that. One, two, three.
Am I the only?
Nah. You don't have to succumb to this, man.
So let me ask you.
No, I drank mud. I had one, but I drank. Right.
And we're back on Dealing Together, where we help good people who fell for bad deals. First caller?
I had to buy 3 identical sweaters to get the 4th free.
Ooh, you got fleeced. Next caller, what's your deal?
I paid for 20 tanning sessions, but had to use them in a month. Now I'm orange.
Ooh, you got burned. Next caller.
I traded in my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus.
How's that bad?
I got to choose from their best plans.
So, what went wrong?
Oh, nothing went wrong.
And you're calling to...
To request a song?
You want a song.
course.
The choice is yours.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256 gigabyte offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
So let me ask you, one of your biggest records, one of my favorite records, why are you laughing? Niggas, they already know what I'm about to say. Oh, Kelly.
Yo, damn.
That's a good record.
That's a great record.
R. Kelly,
it wasn't a good record.
Gigolo.
That's a great record.
And what a name for the record, though.
Gigolo. Always surrounded by so many hoes. It's a great record.
Great record.
It's a great record. That was one of the records, too.
I mean, R. Kelly made great records. This
yeah,
is hands
and
down.
And at the time, I mean, everybody was working with him. I mean, and actually, the dope thing, him and Trackmaster.
He kept it real. Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah,
but like, let's come out.
Yeah.
Remember, the reason why you got stories is because you was going to work with him.
Fiesta Remix was the most popping shit out at the moment.
Come on, Simon.
So that's really, I was trying to get, like, I went and, like, yo, I need one of them Fiesta type joints. And it was him and the Trackmasters. And, you know, they gave me two joints. They gave me the Feeling Freaky joint with B2K and Omarion. And then actually that one to me was like a little too kiddie. I was like, ah, it's cool. And I remember I went into the studio. It's in Chicago. And R. Kelly left me in there for 16 hours in this empty-ass studio. Wow. And I'm like, and they was like, that's how he would make, he was waiting. He was like, yo, you got to wait for your hit. How bad do you want a hit? And I was like, I ain't leaving this studio until I leave with a hit. And he finally, you know.
This also sounds like the documentary.
Yeah. Sounds like he was doing something else.
He was brought in a beat. They brought in a beat. I wrote 3 16s and jumped on a plane because I was frustrated. It's like this nigga left me in an empty studio the whole time.
So there was no gym.
You didn't lay anything down?
I laid 3 16s. I just went in there and rapped to this beat that he left me. Then he literally, the head of the label, like 3 weeks later. We're going straight to radio with this Gigolo record. It's amazing. Like, what the fuck you talking about?
Did you know it was called Gigolo already?
Nah, it was
Barry White.
Barry. Barry hit. Barry
but he
White.
Named the record by the hook, right?
Yeah, he was like, this Gigolo record is amazing.
Oh, you didn't name the record?
Nah, R. Kelly had. I guess after I laid my shit, he went in there, put that hook on it.
So you didn't meet him?
No, I had met him, but like I said, we had already did the other records and stuff like that before. Like I'm DJing in the Ignition video. We shot that shit in Miami. Shit. Like it's like,
don't blame Miami, please.
on the set.
Yeah, he was all over Miami.
Miami should be in the case too.
Yo,
hey, relax, buddy, relax.
When they indicting this nigga, should Miami be a part of this?
This really happened on the set of the Ignition video. The motherfucking feds arrested him. That was the day he got arrested for the child porn shit on the set of the video. In Miami.
Listen, guys, stop defaming Miami. No defaming of Miami. Order in the court.
They arrested him. He came back late that night. We shot the rest of the video.
You guys sticking to the shot. I'm just being honest.
I'm taking a pee-pee. I'm being honest, Nick.
You are hanging out with the show. You are doing what the... We had Silk the Shocker here. We did everything. Listen, man. Nick, God damn it. I'm not going to lie. I thought you were mad at me for some reason. I don't even know why.
I don't know.
Cause I think I asked Cam if
nah, Mariah Carey and shit. Cam kept it real, too.
No. I forgot what Cam said. I'm sorry. Because he shitted on me when I asked him a question about me. So I forgot the question. You ready? Let's go. We're going to take it. Cause I did it twice. I was thought you was going to take that one.
I got you. This is too much now.
You didn't take it? Let me see. You got it? No. That's not it. You Nick Cannon, nigga. You too rich to not. This is black owned too. This is black owned too. So I apologize. Did you think that I was out of line? Huh?
Nah. They wild because they ain't never seen me drink before.
That's good. That's why you in Drink Chance. I don't know if you remember the title. Where was that? We had Little Yachty. Who was the nigga name? Murder Count
Harlem.
All right, but did you think I was out of line because I thought, you know, Cam and Mariah, my bad.
Nah, I mean, first of all, it was way before me. And whatever, and I don't think there were actually anything that went up. Cam said it wasn't nothing going on. So that's, I was a fan like you. I was looking, you know.
That's it. I was looking too.
But from when I watched Drink Champs,
because you and like Cam said,
it was just cool.
Because you and Cam had a little disparkle at one point.
I think we was just joking. I think he had a line or some shit like that. Like
you want the blunt?
Yeah, I fuck with that.
Yeah,
he's like, blunt. I think he had a line that was before.
You
gotta
relax now. You feel like, come on. I'm chilling. Like, come on. I'm his homie influence. But I'm like this with the cameras off.
Exactly.
Come on. So, yeah, you gotta get relaxed. You gotta tell this. We need this story. Yeah.
I don't think it's a real story, though. I mean, like, me and Cam, I think he had a line or something about where something before Nick. And, you know, I've been trying to get Cam to come on Wildin' Out, just like I've been trying to get you to come on Wildin' Out. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, let's talk whatever shit you talk. Let's talk that shit on Wildin' Out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know. I still think Cam's scared.
This is different now. You're going to turn the enemy
Cam. Come pull up the Wildin' Out. Cam is a funny nigga, too. So
yeah,
like,
he's very fun.
So I was like, he'd be perfect on Wildin'. When you coming on Wildin' Out?
Change the subject.
I just want to be in the audience.
All the shots you made me take. When you coming to Wildin' Out?
Take another shot. We're going to negotiate. We going to negotiate, nigga.
I'm on the block right now.
One more. One more.
If I take a shot, you coming on Wildin' Out?
Yeah, I'm coming on Wildin' Out. I've been coming on Wildin' Out. Yo, let me just tell you something. I'm going to be honest with you. I watch your show everywhere. I just came from Turks and Caicos, and they had Turks
and Caicos
Caribbean.
Caribbean?
Wildin' Out. And I said, you don't even know that. You better get your check.
I get my check.
Yeah, like they had
international
Wildin' Out Caribbean. I said, this nothing Caribbean about this shit.
Well, now this genius, by the way.
So, I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Now, this shot solidifies
yes.
you coming on the show.
Yo, listen, they can't even love you.
Because I never understood why the toughest, hardcore streetings scared to come on Wildin' Out.
Talk that shit, Nick. Talk that shit, Nick.
Yeah, all of them, they scared.
Dale, que tú
Nick,
puedes.
Not gonna lie.
Hey, we gotta go,
man.
Stop,
bro. Huh? Yo, listen. Every crew does the same exact thing y'all doing.
¿Qué pasó?
Y'all are not the first ones.
What, to say stop?
To say stop.
Oh, yeah, everybody is. Yeah.
Listen, just chill. Give us 5 more minutes, and I got it. Nick,
no more crazy questions.
No more
crazy questions.
Now you went too far. Yeah, listen,
we easily
no,
going
viral
already,
bro.
Not by choice.
We don't mind.
There's no questions.
By the way, that's my nigga. Because he know we foul, but he also know. Go keep going, nigga.
We got a new talk show launching.
New talk show.
We're going to be on every day after Wendy Williams. So,
oh shit!
Yeah.
Prime time. Trying to kick Wendy out of
it. No, that's my family. I fuck like. Cause what happened? I did. I, you know.
Wendy don't fuck with us. She said she don't know what the fuck drink champ.
Now she bought the know though. So I did. You know, she was out for a little bit. So I substituted for her, did her the favor, and everybody was like, "Yo, you should do your own talk show." And I was like, "I had fun doing this shit." So you know, put the bread up, and we got it done. Mm. So now it's we and you know the same family. When you come on, and I come on.
That's dope.
And so how this shit rock, you put this shit out, we talk about it on the show, we cross-promote. Now everybody know. Worldwide, baby, we out here. Come on, boys.
Wait, man. I want some serious shit. The Dr. Sebi documentary. Did it come out yet? No. Yes or no?
No, it did not come out. Hold on.
Why are you holding me on? The fuck up? My question, motherfucker. The fuck, man?
He's 1 million percent correct. I'm sorry. So just relax.
You want to add on? Yes.
No, I want to. Because you know why?
No, I don't know why. Stop. The Dr. Sebi documentary.
Go.
What's going on?
That's real shit.
Nah, we've been cooking it, man. I mean, that's the question the streets been asking for. Because
it's grandson. You mess with his grandson?
All of them. We interviewed every kid.
He came to Drink Champs, right?
That's why.
We talked to every... I mean, obviously, this is something that Nipsey started and wanted to do. He had never really actually broke ground or, you know, turned the cameras on. But... even our conversations, our last conversation was really about my health and lupus.
With Sebi?
He was talking about Dr. Sebi with me. So from there, that's what when Nick passed, I was like the most intense connection we had was talking about health and wellness and, you know, empowering the community. So I was like, all right, well, I'm gonna take our last conversation and take it one step further. You know, I make films, this is what I do. So I'm gonna take on what he wanted to do. And from there, you know, I had already been talking to, you know, Dr. Sebi's family, so we pretty much got on and started putting, you know.
What is it that you think is the biggest thing that's coming out of the film that you think, because you're saying people are trying to shut it down.
I wouldn't say people are trying to shut it down, but they're not trying to make it easy, you know, to put it out. But
real quick, this is who Left Eye went, right,
because we went down there to Usha Village and everything.
In Nicaragua?
Left Eye went, yeah. Nah, it's in Honduras.
Honduras, yeah.
So we went down there, filmed down there, filmed with all the family members and everything. It's a powerful documentary. We have so much footage now. The goal is, you know, Sundance, you know, Cannes, Toronto, something like that. But because I promised Nip's family as well as Dr. Sebi's family that we would put it out there in a way that it would be on a prestigious level that everybody could
appreciate. What was Nipsey's interest in it, though? Like, was he involved? For people
I think
that don't
know. He was someone that had practiced, you know, up under Dr. Sebi, and really, I don't think he ever met him, just like I never met him, but I think his teachings. And when you go, like, in the hood, like, you know, in South Central, Dr. Sebi has a building, it's an office, so you see the billboards, you see all of that in LA. So I think it was really, you know, Nipsey being somebody who was pro-community and really focused on the health and wellness and the upward mobility of black people, he was like, yo, we should tell this story. I think he was in the middle of an interview. We haven't even had that interview on the documentary where he said, look, if there was a man who cured AIDS, got charged for saying he could cure AIDS, and then beat the charges,
yeah, beat it.
Why don't we know more about that? So really, that's what the documentary is about, pretty much the entire case. Right. And so, you know, it's coming, though. That's one of those things where you want to do it right, and all of the people, all the interrogators are trying to stop it. We're going to make sure that the story gets out there. So, you know, it's definitely not an easy feat. I mean, when I stepped up, it was literally the day after Nip passed.
I'm
going to take it on, and I knew it was going to be heavy. And, you know, the fact that I've been blessed enough to have all of these platforms to share, I think people really going to, they're going to get so much from it. They're going to learn about the African biomineral process. They're going to learn about taking care of themselves and, you know, that the body is a self-healing organ. And we're gonna do it at a prestigious level.
So this is literally my last question. Literally. It feels so good to have Wallen out back. Like, it
appreciate
does.
You.
Like,
yeah.
I'm really a fan. Like, I'm really a fan. I really watch every episode. How do you feel about having Wallen out back?
Man, it's bittersweet. It really is.
Easy to hear both bitter and sweet.
Yeah, it's bittersweet because it's one of those things where I was ready to walk away from it because I felt like so many had walked away from me.
When and felt like
yeah, and I didn't need it anymore. You know, I mean, I've been blessed enough to, you know, I have ownership over the brand. Even at the time where, you know, obviously you've been there. We got restaurants. Yeah. We got.
And you said Kevin Hart a lima.
Yeah, a llama. Yeah,
like
we good.
Llama?
We good. We good. Like we got.
I didn't understand that, but I was like, this is crazy.
Right. So we good. So in that sense, like to be able to create a brand at such a level, and then bring it all, like whether it's controversy or whatever, to step away and say, if you don't want to rock with me no more, cool. But I'm gonna stand firm as a man, 10 toes down, and then to see even in that decision, a lot of people like, damn, I forgot about how many hundreds of people that I feed off of this show, or thousands of people that
it's
I feed off of this show.
Like
yeah, and even not letting a billion dollars, like it's a billion dollar brand, like that joint is like what it generates for Viacom, and even you know, it's one of those brands. It's probably the longest running. You know, hip hop comedy
has it
brand.
Been?
We've been going since I put up my money first in 2004.
Wow. He put up his money.
Yeah.
So you started it, like it's a startup.
Yeah, I kind of shot this before there was MTV, any of that stuff. I shot it in a comedy club
in
LA.
Smoking blunts.
Wow.
This nigga smoking, God damn it.
Ah.
This nigga smoking my blunt with me, nigga.
Nah,
but continue.
Nah, I'm just saying, you know.
So he's really smoking. We thought you was fake smoking earlier, so you really smoking.
Nah, when you smoking my shit, I'm being honest with you. You smoking.
You smoking.
Good.
Nah, but that's the thing when you think about, you know, what we've been able to build and people that have come before me, like, you know, the creators of Def Jam, the creators of, you know, and Live in Color, all of those
Def
things.
Def Comedy Jam.
And I mean, you got to give respect to Russell just based
all the
off
way.
Of,
100%, yeah.
You know, Def Jam Records and Def Comedy Jam. Yeah. But to be able to be that, you
okay.
know, or at least
okay.
be compared to that
Nick,
for
this
generation.
I'm so sorry, but this is my show.
Facts.
I want to take control right now and say that. That's exactly the feeling that I felt when I looked and they said they have Caribbean. VH1 Caribbean, MTV Caribbean. And when I looked and it was you.
Right.
Of course. I was like this all night. Let Wildin' Out. And I see Jack Thriller. I see all my people ching.
Mind you, he was Wildin' Out too.
Facts.
Yes, I was.
No, it's official. You took the shot. You coming on.
He's going on one.
Give him another shot.
No.
Another shot, nigga. No.
I got to get on a flight.
Nori's going on one.
I'm
going
to get on a flight, too.
Nori.
If he was here for Murder Count.
Murder Count. Murder Count. Jerry Katz is going to be in the.
Yeah, Murder Count's disrespectful, motherfucker.
He was getting that.
I'm getting a shot for Murder Count.
But I guess it was a Christmas show, so Santa Claus. I'll take the Santa Claus shit.
It's going to make the fucking movie.
Murder Count.
I can't take another one.
No, come on.
I got to get
Murder Count.
as a man.
We on the same plane, nigga. Come on, murder count.
I can't tell you.
What's this war? Come on.
Let me pour up.
You the first person to ever to get me.
You supposed to. You know you're on drink champs.
That's where it is.
Come on.
You poured way too heavy for
all
him.
All right, look.
Nah, you poured way too. Give him a shot glass.
Give him a tiny bit. This is it. You can't do it.
This is the final toast.
Look at my shit. Give me the yours. The final toast.
Dale que tu puedes.
Dale.
It's been real. I got a movie to shoot right now.
Relax.
We shot some movie, but you also need to do drops, right?
Yeah, you got to do drop and pictures.
Well, I'm still sober,
yeah.
Somewhat.
And I'm
so you know you got to end it properly.
Yeah, we
never end it properly here, okay. Though.
We definitely going viral.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie, you gave me way too much. Hold on. Y'all can keep filming, but I'm just gonna be honest. Love you. Thank you.
Can I tell you something real quick? This motherfucker called me or hit me yesterday, like around 10, 11.
Yeah.
And I thought he was on this side of the coast. He's like, I'm in LA and I'm taking a red eye.
For you. And you did it for me, man. You can't.
You don't even know what I went. I was from Turks and Caicos.
I appreciate you.
I don't know how I got here. Just leave it alone.
No draws.
I did.
Listen, I left my daughter today to come here right now. That's more important for me.
Yo, Nick, you gotta always hold me down.
Always.
I flew one flight, no draws.
don't stop. Man. Don't disclose that.
But you're a man.
But I was bad tough about it.
Dude. Muy nati.
Seven shots in, three blunts.
All right, let's end this. Let's get some drops.
What are we doing?
We take a picture. He gets to do some drops. We done. Hey!
Yo, thank you.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Drink Champs, hosted by yours truly, DJ EFN and NORE. Please make sure to follow us on all our socials. That's at Drink Champs across all platforms, at The Real Noriega on IG, at Noriega on Twitter. Mine is at Who's Crazy on IG, at DJ EFN on Twitter. And most importantly, stay up to date with the latest releases, news, and merch by going to drinkchamps.com. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Welcome back to Dealing Together. First caller?
I bought 3 sweaters to get the 4th free.
Oh, you got fleeced. Next caller?
I traded my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus and chose my plan.
That's not a bad deal.
It is not.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.